This is Brother Johnson, and welcome to another roundtable. I have with me here today Pastor Ralston and Dr. Evans. If you would like to comment or ask a question, please call our 24/7 voicemail USA area code 607-427-8550. Again, 607-427-8550. We'd like to hear from some of you out there. Give us a call. Now, Dr. Evans, it's recently been reported that Columbine, Oklahoma City, Waco were all in April, and now Virginia Tech is also in April. Do you think that there's something significant about this, or do you think it's just a coincidence?
No, I believe there's got to be something that God is trying to tell us. And right offhand, the only thing that I can think of, I'd have to look to shadows and types, and 4 and 3 equals 7. Is it very possible that God chose us we're ready to enter the first 3.5 years of what man calls the tribulation time? And is he trying to show us that this great warning that's ahead, that is it possibly we're headed that way? Because he's trying to tell us something. We're in the spring. New life always comes in the spring. So we'd have to just kick that around and pray and seek God's wisdom and God's knowledge. But when you mention that to me, in my heart, I believe that we're right at the door of the first 3.5 years. I know the church says we go before this, but I never believed it, and I still don't. And I think we're seeing the signs. These are all part of beginning signs, warnings from God. Make sure you're ready. This is what's happening.
Amen. And now we're going to give Pastor Ralston a chance to comment on the significance, possibly, between all these same things, these atrocities happening in the same month. And from what I understand, Columbine was within 1 or 2 days of being exactly 8 years of the Columbine incident.
Well, I would say this, that America is very bent on the war without as compared to the war within. And it just seems like there's a great deception in America that we always think all our problems are on the outside of America, but we need to take consideration that maybe we have some problems inside of America. You can always tell when someone is going to go to a fall when they just think that it's not their problem, but it's always someone else that's causing the problem. So here we're concerned about all these troublesome nations on the outside, when really we're in amidst a troubled nation on the inside. I know the answer to that, and it's an answer that nobody wants to face except for those who are willing to humble themselves. But the trouble is very clearly that the nation as a whole has forsaken the Lord.
That's right. And what we're sowing, we're beginning to reap. We're reaping it. Yes, Dr. Evans.
That's very true, because we've taken God out of the schools. We've taken discipline out of the homes. You can't correct your kids anymore. I mean, we're reaping what we're sowing. We can blame it on a troubled person, or we can blame it on this, and we can blame it on that. But I'll tell you, we've turned our back on God, and now we're reaping.
I want to tell you that you may be thinking this is rehearsed. It's not. The only one that rehearsed it was me, and I just sprung it on these two brothers. They had no idea what I was going to talk about. Let's stay on this incident in Virginia Tech for just a moment. And they're trying to portray Cho as a mental case, as not having enough sense to do anything. What really has happened here is something very well planned. It's extremely well planned. It's well thought out. With the first two killings, they're wondering why did he kill these first two people and then wait 2 hours? And they're trying to say it was because he was preparing and wanted to mail this package. But how did he know that he had 2 hours? It's being reported that these two people, at least the girl that was killed and her boyfriend who wasn't there and wasn't killed, had been going to a shooting range and shooting guns that her boyfriend had. Now, did he think that they would look at this boyfriend first, and which is exactly what they did? They looked at that boyfriend first. Did he know? I'm just saying this to show how carefully Cho planned this. Also, it's understood that I heard in reports that Cho's sister is a contractor in Iraq living in a U.S. compound. And the name that he chose was, Ishmael X, which is A-X, Ishmael X. Even that sounds Islamic. All this stuff seems to tie into a well-planned situation. You may say, was this terrorism? I don't know, but just think about it. He knew he was going to be publicized. He made sure that he was publicized. He prepared a manifesto. He prepared videos. He prepared pictures. He prepared audio. Do you think, and this is the type of thing that Islam would do to spur others into jihad-type suicides? Which one of you would like to add?
The only thing I would say is this, that evil, just like good, is premeditated. And, you know, you premeditate on words of evil. Of course, the jihad, you know, I've learned just recently, is the sixth law of the Islamic Bible. And so the more you meditate on such a thing, the more you're going to carry it out. So now just think about this for just a moment. The Islamic religion is growing rapidly. What does that tell you? That tells us that jihad is going to grow rapidly. No, not just in these other Mideastern countries, but right here in America. We need to be on the alert. But the problem is America is allowing them through the borders many times illegally. And I know that's a touchy issue right now, but a lot of the illegals who are coming in with these different religions have premeditated ideas of how to do things. And we're allowing them to come in. In fact, we're supporting them. We're going to make sure that they have health. Now, so we're already taking care of something in America. We're supporting something in America that's just going to continue to grow. All I can think of is, you want to turn away from that? Jesus said it this way very clearly. Repent. Turn around. Stop doing this. Begin to meditate upon that which is good so that you can carry out that which is good. Otherwise, it looks like this is going to be a continual landslide and in the eventual destruction of our beloved America.
Amen. Now, are we saying that we know for a fact that this is jihad or if this is Islam? No, we don't. But we do have common sense. And more importantly, we have the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost speaks to us not only in our hearts, but through our mouths. He speaks to you. This program begins with prophetic words every time you hear this program. So you know that God does speak to us. You've been on both websites. You see the fulfillment of the prophetic words spoken by the prophets. We can only tell you what we feel in our hearts and in our spirits. Dr. Evans.
Yes. Our hearts go out to all those that had a friend or a relative or a loved one that died. So we're not coming against them or anything. But I want you to stop and think of the evil mind behind this. Was it that young man? No. Was it jihad? No. The devil is behind all of that. And like I said earlier, they've taken God out of everything we got, out of the church, out of the schools, out of our courts, out of our government. I mean, we've got wicked leaders. People want to do whatever they can do. And this is just sowing seeds. And the Bible says, be not mocked. You know, God's not mocked. What you sow, you're going to reap. And we're beginning to see all these things. Yes, we've got people that shouldn't be in our country. Our leaders have had no wisdom on that. But behind them, we've always got to look at the source. The source is the devil, Satan. And he hates everyone. He hates me. He hates you. And he'll use whoever is open to him to kill as many as they possibly can kill because he hates us.
And that doesn't mean that Cho Sheng Kui was crazy. It just means he was possessed.
Yes.
He was possessed by a crazy demonic spirit. That can sometimes look different than it truly is. Praise God. Brother Alston, this might be something that you're not prepared for, but I want to give you this one. A Canadian Christian Civil Marriage Commissioner in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, is facing $500,000 in fines because he referred a homosexual couple to another commissioner because he didn't want to marry them. It's always been my opinion, and I have voiced it many times on the program, when it happens there, it'll happen over here. Whether it's Europe or in Canada, Mexico, you hear it happen outside the United States first, and then the next thing you know it, within 2 years, it's happening right here on the soil of the United States of America. Do you have any comment on that, Pastor Olson?
God bless anyone who would stand up for what's right. I say more power to anyone who would stand up for that. If we don't stand up for what's right, personally say this, I would rather die standing up for what's right. And I really believe that what's right is that homosexuality is a sin, a destructive sin. It's like a spiritual cancer, like murder is. I believe that we need to stand up for what's right, no matter what the cost. I believe that we need to be fearless in these last days. And if, you know, if somebody was to consider putting people like that into jail, God could deliver us. God is our deliverer, and He promises us eternal life. So, again, I just want to say, God bless anybody who would stand up against such a practice, no matter what the cost.
It's amazing. They say there's a separation between state and government. The state can do whatever they want, but when we stand for our religious rights, then all at once they want to pass some law that tells us we can't live like we believe our Bible teaches us to live. I personally would have refused to marry them. I wouldn't have cared what they told them. If they wanted to put me in prison, that's fine. I would not marry them. In my Bible, it's sin, is wrong. They need to get delivered. They need to get set free. They need to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. But this is only another sign of the last days. The Bible says it's going to be like Sodom and Gomorrah. It's going to be like it was in the days of Noah. And we're seeing our religious leaders. Now, Lot sat in the doors of the gate of Sodom and Gomorrah. In other words, he was one of the leaders, religious leaders of that day. And we can see the sin, and we can see religious leaders today allowing sin to come in. And then they want us as a church to change what we believe.
You know, you might be thinking right now that they have this new word they coined, homophobic. No, we're not homophobic. We're not against homosexuals. We're against the sin of homosexuality. It's a sin, folks. It's a sin. It's a crime against God is exactly what it is, and God's laws. I want to tell you that I have helped many homosexuals from my website. Many of them have emailed me. Some I can talk to, some I can't, because they're so closed you can't talk to them. But I've helped many of them. I have a friend who was a former homosexual. I've had him preach in this church. He has a fine wife and family. He is a good preacher. He has turned his life around. And he's one of my friends, and still is today. I want to tell you that because he was a homosexual has nothing to do with it. Were he to go back in his homosexual sin, then I would have a problem with his friendship. I would still be his friend, but not in the way that I am now. I would be more of one who's trying to get him to change and repent and turn back so that he could be whole and go on to heaven. So that's one of the things that's happening today, and it is an end-time sign. Dr. Evans just said it. It's an end-time sign. Now, Dr. Evans, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said during his visit to Israel that Washington has decided to sell joint direct attack munitions, they're called JDAM, J-D-A-M, bombs, to Saudi Arabia. Now, doesn't that seem like supporting the same people that we're fighting?
Well, that just goes to show us that they don't know God. They don't know His Bible. Come to wisdom and knowledge, they haven't got none. Because when do you ever give your enemy all these arms that they're only going to turn around and come back and use against you? Saudi Arabia is not our friend. They're part of the old Assyrian country that the Bible says is going to rise up in the last days. Right now, they're supporting terrorism. They're big supporters of Iran. And I'll tell you, when I hear our government doing these things, I just sit back and wonder what our forefathers would have done.
Amen.
I would say we've made a lot of friendships over the years, and I remember there was a time when I thought that was a good thing to make friends with our foreign neighbors. But a perfect example of this is why it would go wrong. There was a time that we supported Osama bin Laden years ago, and as a result, we see his response to us. for trying to be friends with nations that are anti-God. They do not accept Jesus Christ, the majority of these foreign nations. Although there are revivals throughout the whole world, but the governments are rejecting God. Just take a look at Europe. And so I really believe we have to be careful. And are we being careful? You've already said what we're doing, and so I let you make the decision. Are we being careful enough?
Well, I don't think we're being careful enough at all. Matter of fact, I think they're very careful in their planning, but not in the way that you're describing. I think their planning is working out. I believe the Antichrist is about to come on the scene, and I think this is all leading up to the exposing of who this Antichrist is. They've got a position. You know, there's that old saying about getting all your ducks in a row. A lot of people say, I like all my ducks in a row. And I do. So does Satan. Satan wants all his ducks in a row. And I'll tell you what, when he's ready, there's going to be a bam. And that door is going to pop open, and he's going to reveal this Antichrist to the world, and he's going to look good. He's going to look good, except for those of us who have the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. He's going to look good. And I think there's a lot of churches and a lot of Christians that are going to get taken in by this guy. I think they're getting taken in by the powers that be in the governments of the world today, especially in our government, that purport to be Christian. They're not. They serve the Antichrist. They serve Satan. Now, Brother Ralston, Russia's considering a tunnel. Now, this ought to really throw you for one. Russia's considering a tunnel between Asia and North America. Would you believe that? The idea of this tunnel is to tunnel under the Bering Sea, and the idea first emerged more than a century ago under the last Russian Tsar, Nicholas II. The plans call for a tunnel that would surface on the little and big Diomede Islands, where the United States and Russia are only 3 kilometers apart. Now, the tunnel would carry a railway, there'd be a highway there, there'd be pipelines in it, fiber optics and power cables. I mean, it doesn't sound like a wise thing to me, but I think it's within the plan of the Antichrist to do this. And so I'm wondering, what is your opinion on that?
Sounds very clearly like networking with other nations. And it's interesting that we're networking with other nations that hate us, really, the bottom line. From all the years that I have ever studied about Russia and everything, boy, if they had their chance for a moment, they would take us right over in a hurry. Yeah, here and now we're networking. Well, now we're going to have to backpedal and go back to what we've already said during this time of discussion, that this has got to be a further plan that is not being revealed right up front, where we're going to have a one world order. People do not realize it. People do not realize the new world order that's been pronounced in our country of America has to do with networking with other nations for one common purpose. So it's time to open up our ears and open up our eyes, begin to see what's going on, and turn to Jesus Christ.
You may not have heard about this. Not many people in the United States of America even know about this. I know these two brothers that are with me probably didn't know about this. They're both shaking their heads no. They didn't know about this. This is something that I believe is leading up to control coming upon the United States of America. They're trying to make the United States of America a third world country. They're trying to bring what they call a NAFTA superhighway, supposed to be 3 football fields wide from Mexico straight up into Canada. All these things are happening. What would they need a highway that big for? What do they need this underground reverse railroad? You know, it's not for the good. It's going to be for the bad. It's just an amazing thing. Now, Dr. Evans, I know these people haven't heard about it. They're hearing it probably first on this radio program, as you're hearing it first at this roundtable. Any comments, Dr. Evans?
Well, when you think of what they're doing, it's definitely tunneling under. And anytime anybody is tunneling under something in the spiritual realm, if you look at it, it's not good. I mean, it definitely cannot be good. It's almost a sneaky way of doing things. And we find out that our government, along with other governments, many times are doing sneaky things, real sneaky things. The end result is always bad. But we've always got to remember that the devil has his plan, and his plan is going to take place. God's going to stop it. I mean, it's not going to be successful, but it's going to take place, and he's trying to jockey himself into position right now to control the whole world. We've heard former presidents push the one world government real hard right here in the United States, and we see this happening all over. Russia's not a friend of the EU, and the EU needs to wake up to that fact. Russia's not a friend of ours, and Russia definitely is not a friend to Israel, because we see in Ezekiel 38 and 39, they march down to do war with Israel. And where's America? I know what the Bible says it is, but do you people out there know where America is? And don't say she's just overlooked at that time, because we're supposed to be the most mightiest, most powerful, most richest nation in the whole world, and suddenly the Bible has nothing to say about us? I think we need to wake up, read the handwriting on the wall, because we're headed for trouble.
That we are. I want to back up just a little bit here, and then I've got two more and we'll be done. But I want to put this in, because I'm not sure what I'm going to air this on our last international program or not, but Brother Evans, there is something happening in the European Union that is, I believe, a danger to the whole world, including the United States of America. And we've talked a little bit about the homosexual problem in Canada, where that one person refused to marry the homosexual couple. But in the EU, they're making a law that incitement to racial hatred and xenophobia is about to become a crime. They're going to make it a crime. And I believe this racial hatred thing is just a ploy. I really think it's all about making homosexuality a specifically protected group of people where you cannot come against them. How long will this program be on? How long will this watchman and these two brothers be speaking to you? I don't know. You could help us if you would send us an offering so that we could buy more time. We're going to go off the air in Europe, and we're going to go back into the United States. And we're going to take as much time as possible on a more reasonable station, and we're going to try to get to the United States, because the United States is about to fall. But Brother Evans, what do you think about that xenophobia and racial hatred and homosexuality becoming a crime even here in the United States?
Well, we see it from the Bible. And what I would say out there, especially if there's any Muslims out there who's listening to us, your religion clearly teaches that this is a sin, that this is against God. So it's not just us Christians that are speaking out. You should be speaking out. You should be trying to stop this. Those people that are pushing this are not your friends. They're not going to help you take over the whole world. They're going to control you just as well as they're going to control us, and they're going to establish their man and set their man on the throne, and you're going to have to bow down to him. I'm not going to have to bow down to him. And you say, why not? Because I'm going to be gone. I'm going to go in the rapture. I know Jesus Christ is my Lord. I'm going to be gone. I'm not going to have to bow down to him. But those that don't are going to have to bow down to him.
Comments, Pastor Olson?
I think that the idea of racial hatred and things like that is man-made. I really believe that, because in the Bible, it's never referred to when it comes to color that I can honestly see. And so it's not even an issue generally for the Christian, you know, this hatred towards different colors or anything like that. But it does talk heavily about different types of religions. There should be only one. And Jesus said he was the way, the truth, and the life. So I think a lot of things, what we're seeing is agitation by groups of people that are developing this to bring forth a chaotic state of life so that people are presenting themselves as superheroes, and they'll say they have the answers for all this. I can see this coming real rapidly, so that they come on, let's get together now and let's have a common peace. Let's have a common religion. Let's all just work together. That's how I really feel. I really believe it's a man-made for one common purpose, and that's to develop the New World Order, the One World Order.
That's good, Brother Ralston. Let me ask you a question. We're just doing some news in the world today, so we're just jumping around here a little bit. But in the United States of America, and one of the biggest cities in the world where 9-1-1 happened, Mayor Michael Bloomberg and a coalition of 214 mayors around the U.S. are using the Virginia Tech massacre to pressure Congress to give local cops the information they need to trace illegal guns used in crimes. They're also launching a TV ad campaign saying, "We're fighting criminals and illegal guns." Now, one of the things Mayor Bloomberg said was, "Why is Congress fighting us?" Do you have any thoughts about why is Congress fighting that, Pastor Ralston?
Deception is not something I like to even think about, but I can see many ways being revealed here that can deceive the people to present what they would say is a common good. So I would say be very careful what you're seeing today. Be very careful of what's going on because you can get confused in a hurry. So what do I recommend for all people when they see something like this? Listen to the words of Jesus Christ. "Come unto me, all you are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
I can remember the Germans telling us, and I wasn't that old, I just remember this from reading, "Watch out when they want to take all your guns away." Because that's what they did overseas, and then Hitler come on the scene. Their Antichrist of that day, and our Antichrist is about ready to come on the scene. And I think it's a sad thing. As they've said, and they like to make a mockery of it all the while, it's not the gun that kills. It's the person behind the gun, the person using the gun. But if they take all the guns away from the good guys, who's that leave having the guns? I'm not for killing, but I believe that if you live by the sword, you're going to die by the sword. And I know Jesus Christ can protect us, but I think a lot of things that they're telling us, a lot of things that they're saying, look underneath them. They're trying to put us in a bind where later you're going to look back and say, "Oh, I wish I'd had a little more sense. I wish I could have saw the handwriting on the wall." You remember in Daniel's day, the handwriting come clearly on the wall. They didn't know what it was. Daniel, he was there just like we're here today, and he told you what the handwriting on the wall said. Only they didn't believe him, and that very night, the enemy come in and took him over.
Now that's as close to my answer as to why is Congress fighting us as it can be. I believe the reason why Congress is fighting this right now is from what I said before. It's not time yet. They're not ready yet to do the things that they want to do. And they're using this to make themselves look good, that they're not anti-gun. They're not against church. They're not against Christianity, when they are. So, what'd you say?
They want their vote.
Say anything. To get your vote, they'll tell you anything there is, and we've seen how they've lied to us.
Okay. Well, they're not going to fight it for long, because when they're ready, they're going to join it. And recently, I was saying earlier to these gentlemen that one of the candidates for mayor in 2008 has reversed his opinion on abortion and now says, "Oh, Christians, get over it. Go get on with it. Forget about this abortion issue." Well, we can't. We can't forget about the fact that guns are an issue, just like Dr. Evans said. Do I think we can use guns to get out of this? Absolutely not. We can't do it. They have cruise missiles, and your .222 rifle isn't going to stop a cruise missile. You think you can stop them? You can't. But the fact is that once they have the guns, like they got them in Germany, like they got them in Russia, well, like they got them in many other communist countries, they can do whatever they want because they have the guns. Let's move on to one last topic. I'm going to start with Dr. Evans on this one. In the UK, or the United Kingdom, neighbors are complaining about a church that the singing, preaching, and musical accompaniment are excessively loud, including the pastor's enthusiastic drum solos. Now, I'm not saying that some enthusiastic drum solos can't be all right, but let me just continue. A neighbor who lives near the church said, "It's like having a rock band, at the bottom of your garden." Now, Dr. Evans, I don't suppose you have a comment on this, do you?
Well, that's an interesting topic. Now, if it was real worship, the devil's going to fight it. But what I'm seeing and what I've saw before in the past is this false religion. And their music comes in so loud, they jump so high, they shout so loud, they don't walk straight when they come down, but they make so much noise that they really are bothering people round about them. Now, we worship in our church and we get loud, and if somebody come and said we were loud, we'd weigh it out probably. I mean, we wouldn't back off from what God was saying, and we'd say, well, maybe we can turn the speakers down a little bit. Are we really too loud? And if we saw that we wasn't, we'd continue doing what we are. But some of these, especially when they're talking about drum solos, I'll tell you, you begin to realize the devil's got his hand in here big time. And maybe these people are honestly stating the truth that this is way too loud. Maybe it's time they consider this and tune it down, because there's nowhere in the gospel do we ever find that Jesus Christ wants to get the world upset with us. He wants us to love the world and win the world through love, not loud music.
I believe that true worship will attract others. So one of the things my wife and I have noticed over the years is when they present certain types of worship music on the television and they ask us to purchase the CD, whatever, we look at each other and we see how it's presented, and there's been a great change in the way people worship. It doesn't sound like they're worshiping the God that we know, but it sounds like they're worshiping a false God, because we see a lot of movements of the hands and of the body that look very similar to the movements of the flesh before we came to know Jesus Christ. There doesn't seem to be any kind of self-control involved there, no fruit of the Spirit there in the way they do it. So worship is a big part of our relationship with the Lord. And so, like I say, if you have a true worship before the Lord, it's actually going to be very pleasant, because it honors the Lord and His presence will be there. But if it's really causing a lot of trouble, that tells us something that maybe it's gone astray. It's not worshiping the true God, and really, by rights, it should be rebuked.
Amen. Well, there's both sides of the fence on this one. There really is. Having been an evangelist just like Dr. Evans has been, and gone out in tent meetings, one of my favorite things was to take in the tent and have four sets of speakers in the tent. Two of them would be facing the people in the tent, and two of them would be facing outside the tent. I can remember one time when I had to make that decision. The neighbors came, and they felt it was too loud. Remember that, you know. And I'm saying that to Pastor Ralston, because Pastor Ralston was with me in that meeting. And we had to make a decision. Was this God, or were we actually being an offense, and did we need to turn it down to be a witness? And we felt that God was saying we needed to turn it down to be a witness, and we did. We turned the speakers back in again, if I remember correctly. Actually, I think we just took two of them off. I don't think we used four. At least one other time where we felt, no, we left the speakers on. We left it out. So you really have to, in some of these situations, if you do not have the relationship with God that you have to make the proper godly decision, you cannot make a good decision. You will make a wrong decision. You'll turn the speakers out when they should be in. You'll turn them in when they should be out. I really think that we have really touched on a lot of major things. It's my heart, and hopefully this will be available for podcasts and downloads on Monday, which is 2 days from now. I'm going to do my best to get it edited and get it right on, because this material is so hot. Is there anything else that you guys would like to say before we close?
One time I went into a town and I was holding a miracle revival, and we were having a good time, and across town there was another Pentecostal church, just like I'm Pentecostal, and they were having services out there. Well, their services brought the cops every night because of the banging on the drums. It was so loud that people just couldn't take it, and they'd call the cops. So the newspaper come, because our building filled up. We had to rent the largest building that they had at that time in town to continue the services. And God was moving in a mighty way, and they wanted to know why we didn't turn our music up like they did out there. Well, we wasn't trying to offend people. We'd come there to show them the power of God, not the power of a drum. And sometimes, like Brother Johnson said, we need to take a look and see, are we just trying to show off, or are we really trying to show God to the world?
Amen. I'm just going to make another statement here to add to that. We get reminiscing, and this can happen. I can remember a time when we had our tent set up, not very far from here, a little local Baptist church. We had that tent full. I mean, it was full. And they were standing 20, 30 deep around the outside, and there were people sitting on their porches listening to what was going on. There was miracles, signs, and wonders. I mean, people were shouting. It was not soft. People were shouting hallelujah. We had an organ in that tent, and it was just a going crazy. And we had guitars in there and singers in there. I'll tell you what, I got to tell this quickly, though. The Holy Spirit was there so strong that one lady went out under the power of God. And she laid there right in the middle of the front aisle, almost blocking the main aisle of the tent, for about a half an hour. And I see this Baptist pastor kept looking at her. And he walked over to her and he grabbed a hold of her in one hand with the thumb on one cheek and the fingers on the other. And he shook her head and she didn't even blink an eyelash. And he walked away shaking his head. He couldn't believe that somebody was under the power of God for that long. But let me get back to the fact that it was loud, and the next day, Pastor Ralston can verify this. He was there, and the next day, people that came out on the porch were on the porches, and they called me over, and they said, "Are you going to go tonight again? Because we enjoyed it. We want to sit on our porch. We want to hear it. We like the music. We like the loudness." It was really exciting. And see, I had made a decision to do something I'd never done. He wanted me there for just one night. And that's all we were going to be there. I never put that tent up for one. That's a lot of work for one night. But you know what? I obeyed God, and what a time we had. Amen.
I can't help but just think of all the things that we've talked about here today and not think about Jeremiah the prophet, who is often referred to as the weeping prophet, and how he seemed like many times as a single voice crying out to the people to repent and turn back to God. For he foretold that a nation would come in and overtake them. It was just something that he had suffered much through. But you know, the truth of his words came to pass. And a nation had come in and overtaken that nation, that beloved nation, and conquered it. And there they were for many years. And we're in the last days. And we're seeing many nations. This isn't just one nation getting ready to come in, but this is a worldwide effort. We're trying to warn you. It's a worldwide effort that is coming in to look to take over the whole world, to control the whole world. What are we crying out? We're weeping because we love the people of God. We love our beloved America. We love all that God has created, and we don't want to see any perish, just like our Heavenly Father, just like Jesus Christ, as He said in His Word. He doesn't want to see anybody perish. And so we're crying out in love and in prayer and in words, and we're saying, come unto the Lord. Come now while it's time. Come while the time is ripe. Today's the day of salvation. Now is the time of God's favor. Come unto Him.
Hallelujah. This is Brother Johnson, God's watchman, called by God's own voice. Yes, He called me by His own voice, just the same as He called those in biblical times. I want to give you the last truth that you're going to hear on this roundtable, and that truth is the last day. Signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord.